beginning now by taking a nice comfortable posture. Be sure though that your posture gives rise to wakefulness, especially at this time of day and with the heat and the humidity. And if at any point you nod, open your eyes so that you won't miss the exercise, because on occasion people have missed this exercise and they've been so annoyed with themselves. So feeling a sense of the body sitting and the body breathing as usual. Just resting in the present moment. And if you feel the need to be a little more relaxed, if you're aware of tension in the body, breathing in slowly and fully, fully exhaling. With each breath, breathing a little more deeply down to the belly. Nothing to force, focusing on the exhale, letting the breath be a little deeper with each exhale, but making sure that you're wakeful. And as you continue with the deep belly breathing, I'm going to give a few instructions. We're going to go into a guided visualization or fantasy, or as we'll call them in this workshop, a guided daydream. Remember, as we go through this, to use all of your senses, not just what you see, but what you will also taste, smell, hear, touch, and definitely what you feel inside your body. Staying in silence throughout this process. So remembering that this is a fantasy, and so anything you want to have happen can happen. This is your creation. And I will give you lots of road signs. And so imagining now that you are alone and you are walking along an English countryside in the summertime, or maybe it's some other countryside of your choosing. You can use your own personal memories, recollections from movies, books, to create a countryside of your choice. And as you walk along, enjoy the beauty of your surroundings. Trees, the shrubs, the flowers, the hills and plains. Feel the air, its freshness, its warmth. Smell its earthy sweetness. Noticing the colors of flowers and trees and shrubs, stopping to smell some flowers. Feeling the softness of their petals. Perhaps you find blueberries, raspberries, tasting them. And as you walk along, feeling the hardness or the softness of the earth supporting your feet. and hearing the sounds of the countryside. Sound of the wind, the cicadas, birds. Aware of the blue sky overhead, a few clouds. As you walk along, you eventually stumble across an old country laneway, and it looks unused and lost to time, overtaken by wildflowers and mosses. Allow yourself to follow the laneway. Wander with it and continue to notice your surroundings. It twists and turns and eventually it ends abruptly at a set of old rusted iron gates. You decide to push on the gates and they open, the hinges creaking. And you walk through the gates and find yourself on the grounds of an ancient abandoned manor house. When I imagined this, it was an English manor house from all the 19th century novels I read, but you choose what you'd like. There's a big old house that's abandoned. There's kind of a park surrounding it. And you wander through the park, exploring. After some time, you discover a cedar hedge maze. And you're feeling adventurous and curious, and so you enter the maze. It's twists and turns and dead ends. After a while, you feel kind of hot and tired, and so you rest on a weathered stone bench. You breathe deeply, you relax, enjoying the warmth and aroma of the cedar-filled air. But you don't fall asleep. While you're resting, you notice there's an animal that's appearing and disappearing into the hedge, coming in and out from the hedge. Choose for yourself what type of animal or perhaps bird it is. Becoming more curious, you approach the animal and you dig your hands and arms deep into the hedge, peering between the branches. And you stumble forward, falling into the hedge as it gives way. And instantly you realize that you've opened another gate. The hedge parts to reveal a garden, a dream garden. Now, remembering that this is your fantasy, this is your daydream, this garden is your private dream garden. You are the gardener. So create it now. Enter the garden and see, hear, taste, smell, and touch your garden. Make it have everything that only you would want to have in a garden. So taking a few minutes now to create your garden in silence with your imagination. Fill your garden with as much detail as you want, making sure you can clearly see and experience your garden. And allow yourself to enjoy the different aspects to the garden. Have some repose there. Some play. And when you are really clear about what your garden looks like and feels like, you've had a taste of its pleasures, its rest, relaxation, allow yourself to retrace your steps through the hedge, through the maze, through the park, along the country laneway, and back to the road where your journey began. Remembering as you travel that you can return to your garden whenever you like. It is yours forever. Taking a few moments now to journey back. And then beginning to feel that you are here in this room, in this chair, sitting, breathing. Connecting with this moment. Now, as you open your eyes, continue to stay in silence. It's very important for the rest of this part of the exercise you stay in silence and not chat with one another. You already have a large sheet of paper, and I will bring out some drawing instruments, some pastels and markers and so forth. And for about 10, 12 minutes or so, on your piece of paper, to draw your garden as best you can. This is not an art class, so not to worry. If you get hung up on your drawing being just so, then I invite you to do the drawing with your non-dominant hand. And enjoy that experience. Make sure you sign your drawing. This is your dream garden. In a moment, I'll have you work with the people you were working with earlier today for some consistency. And do remember with your drawing, projection. Remember projection way back when we did night dreams? So we pour ourselves into these imaginings and into the drawings, and to have a sense of how the drawing is representative of you and of your life and what you're trying to create for yourself. Let the metaphor speak to you. So every element of the garden and of the drawing of the garden is a piece of you. The water, the plants, the colors, the scents that are implied, the sounds that are implied by the drawing. Every piece is a projection, is a piece of you that's wanting to be expressed. And I have a handout for you with questions that you can use as you work with one another. And so I will give those out now.